Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
A new Buffy the Vampire Slayer revival is in development at Hulu, with Sarah Michelle Gellar expected to reprise her iconic role as Buffy Summers. Oscar-winning director Chloe Zhao, either
way. Mark's favorite movie.
No Man Land.
Oh,
she's
going
to direct the pilot. The project is backed by 20th Television and Searchlight TV, with executive producers Geller, Zhao, and Dolly Parton.
Is Buffy living out of an RV now, traveling the country? What's she doing?
She wasn't going to do it. They were going to do it without her.
Yes.
With other people. And then she worked on Dexter, Original Sin. And she's like, these reboots aren't so bad.
Yeah, all that revenue coming in.
All that money coming
in. Let's do it. Let's get some more money.
She's going to do it.
Well, she's not been doing a lot, right?
Not really.
No, yeah, I think so.
Hanging out with her husband, that's about it.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
If you're a fan of Morrissey, he's announced a 2025 U.S. tour. It's going to start April 26th in Reno. It'll make its way through St. Louis May 12th at the Factory. Tickets will go on sale on February 6th. That's the pre-sale. Regular tickets go on sale on the 7th.
That show will sell out.
It will sell out.
Well, the Factory doesn't hold all that many people to begin with, right?
It doesn't.
No, I don't know what the capacity is, but...
Isn't it a few thousands?
Yeah, I would think.
I think it's 3,000, too.
Isn't he one of the ones that always, like, just abruptly cancels tours, though?
He's a jerk.
Just saying.
He's more... So, Mark, you probably don't know any of his songs.
I would say that's a good bet. Maybe if I heard one, I might recognize it.
He might know a Smith song, but not anymore.
They're depressing. I've never been an audiophile. I'm interested in other things.
Yeah. They're mopey and British.
Very mopey. Thank you.
Yeah, yes. That's fair.
that's Morrissey and Smith songs in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Twix is celebrating the power of two with the Super Bowl contest featuring the Ying Yang Twins. During the game on February 9th, fans can participate in Twix second screen stare down for a chance to win two solid gold bars. Now, to play, users must visit Twix.com during commercial breaks and stare at the screen. That's it. That's all you got to do. The longer they participate, the more entries they earn. One lucky winner will randomly be selected after the game. Got to be 18 to do it.
Boy, if I'm the other advertiser spending several million dollars for a spot, I'm a little pissed off at Twix.
You think?
There's going to be a lot of people staring at their computer and not paying attention to the other commercials.
That's actually really, really smart.
I think that's what they're doing.
Because you're driving up interest on your website, the number of views, and then on top of that, you're taking eyes away from any other company that would be a competitor.
Yeah.
It's Mark, brilliant.
The people at Reese's are pissed.
I would play you a Ying Yang song, but we can't.
It's okay. Thank you.
So, have you ever seen those posts on X or Facebook or anywhere where somebody doesn't know how to do math and says Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos should just give away their fortune to everyone in America and we'd all be rich?
Yeah.
Well, somebody sat down and figured it out. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Warren Buffett, if they all combined their wealth together and gave it away to people, how much would we each get?
Are you talking about, you're talking worldwide?
No, just the U.S.
Just the United States.
Yep. Hmm.
Well, we have 340 million people, so whatever however many of those billions would be divided by 340 million. What's it
going to those three guys.
Yeah.
Because they already have.
I'm not going to try to do math right now.
$2,389.52 is what everybody would get.
See?
So basically, it's what we got during COVID.
Yeah.
What was it, $1,200?
Child tax credit or whatever they sent out. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So there you go. You could live off that $2,000 for the rest of your
life. Would barely pay your personal property tax for most people at the end of the year.
Right? Somebody put, another paycheck. That's about it. Good job.
Yeah.
It looks like nitrous oxide, a sedative commonly used in healthcare, has gained popularity as an inhalant among teens and young adults, raising concerns among doctors and drug abuse experts. Social media platforms like TikToks have normalized the misuse, with viral posts showing students at fraternity houses using nitrous oxide, often in large quantities. The substance, known as whippets, is easily accessible through online retailers and smoke shops. So there you go. That's your new drug
killing,
of the day.
Killing, like alcohol and regular drugs don't kill your brain cells enough. You have to use nitrous oxide.
Mm.
Didn't they used to use that in cars, like to make your, didn't you have a nitro on your car?
That's nitrous.
I don't know if it's the same
makes
stuff.
Makes it go faster, fast
yeah,
and furious.
I don't know if it's the same thing or not, but go ahead. You could stand behind it.
It looks like new national test scores reveal ongoing declines in American students' literacy and math skills. This is following the COVID-19 pandemic. Fourth and eighth graders scored an average of 5 points lower in reading compared to 2019, with lower performing students seeing even steeper declines. Experts cite factors like decreased engagement with reading and increased absenteeism as contributors.
I loved the stat last week that there were 30 school districts in the state of Illinois, most of them around Chicago, where zero students were at expected reading levels. At grade level, reading level. Zero students were at grade level.
Well, how much of that would be affected if we didn't have COVID? Because so many students, I mean, I'm sure there would be plenty of students who still were not at the appropriate reading level.
Yeah.
But that really was an issue, COVID, when kids were forced to learn from their computer screen for 8 hours a day, and it they can't catch up.
You know, when I did that, and it's still your thunder here, Ethan. When I did that fundraiser for the Francis House Schools the other day, there was a teacher there, and the teacher raised his hand and said, "I just want to point something out. You know, teachers they don't get to choose their students. Their students are assigned to their classroom, and you don't always have control over who you're getting. I mean, and I think maybe that's got something to do with it in some of these districts where there's no parental input in some cases, and they have no home support. I'm sure that makes an impact, but 0%. Come on.
Think about how many parents might never really read books to their kids. I mean, we read books to Easton multiple a day.
Wow. Yeah, that's shocking. It is. All right, Ethan, thank you. Appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.